You, God, are with us strong and sure, turning our dreams into insights and teaching us the way. You guide our minds and hearts, our hands and feet, through your word. Today's reading is from the Old Testament, Genesis 45, verses 3 through 11, and verse 15. Page 75 in your Bibles in the pew, and then verse 15 only is on page 76. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been a famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me. You, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all you have. I will provide for you there, because five years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute.' And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And afterwards, his brothers talked with him." Thanks be to God. The UCC liturgical calendar lists love your enemies as today's worship theme. Joseph has given us an over-the-top example of this particular teaching of Jesus, for Joseph's enemies were his brothers. At the same time, today's Genesis verses show us God's powerful presence, love, and guidance in our lives. We are all God's beloved children. So this is Joseph, of the coat of many colors fame, the son of Jacob, who is also known as Israel, as renamed by God. Jacob had many sons, but he favored Joseph above all the others, as he had been born to Jacob in his old age. Joseph was gifted with visions and dreams and being able to interpret dreams, and his brothers were very envious of him. One day when Joseph was sent to them in the fields where they were tending to the family's flocks, their animosity towards him took over. They grabbed him, intending to kill him, his own brothers. But one said, "Let's just desert him in this pit." Reuben was his name. And he intended to release him when his other brothers weren't looking. But before he was able to do that, His brothers had sold Joseph to merchants who were headed to Egypt. Sell him into slavery, desert him in a pit in the desert, kill him. None of these are brotherly behavior, much less loving behavior. Behavior of enemies. But in the scripture today, Joseph's behavior, I was impacted by thinking, talk about turning a frown upside down. For by God's grace, will, blessing, and guidance, Joseph was able to utilize the gifts God had bestowed upon him. Networking up among the upper echelons of Egypt and position himself alongside Pharaoh. God allowed Joseph to foresee the famine and facilitate the efforts that allowed Egypt to not only survive, but thrive during 7 years of famine. This brings us to the point of time in today's scripture. Jacob sent his sons with silver to purchase food, any food they could, from Egypt's surplus, pleading for Pharaoh's mercy, which is where Joseph saw them and called them before him. We have talked before, though not in any great detail, about various experiences in life, that they can be teaching us lessons from God, or God's way of guiding us on our respective journeys. This is exemplified in our scripture today, as Joseph explains to his brothers how he feels about or has interpreted their horrendous past actions against him. A revelation from the Holy Spirit. His conclusions were made through the grace of God. I couldn't even begin to guess the emotions, soul searching, and prayers that brought him to the epiphany of, oh, this is why God put me on this path. But I like to think that it was revealed, or at least hinted to Joseph, pretty early on after his brothers sold him, if only to save him from years of emotional anguish. God is kind, and that seems the kind way to handle it. It's just my own personal viewpoint. But what a treasure this scripture passage is. A prime example of how God is present in our lives. I am constantly praying for God's guidance and acknowledge that I am not always quick to hear and or understand what God is communicating. I listen, but I'm not always on the right frequency. In fact, I have asked God quite a few times to help me tune in to their will, even if they have to give me a shove or a cuff on the side of the head so that I may hear, listen, act according to their plan. For some things, it has taken me years to realize when and how those course corrections took place, to understand the depths of the lessons I have been taught, to appreciate the changes in direction of my journey, to be amazed at God's direct presence in my life. These lessons and epiphanies do not always happen gently. In my case, I asked for it, that shove or tap on the head. But I think that may be a factor in many opportunities we are given for course correction or guidance. Again, today's examples in our scripture and my professed observations of my own journey A general modern example is the adage of having to hit rock bottom before major change is possible. I offer a twist in that idea that I've heard, throughout the years, and I think it might have been a theme in a country song, which, what hasn't been a theme in a country song, but if you hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up. God is with us as we are all the body of Christ. I pray that we listen and follow God's guidance in whatever form is revealed to us.